we are now setting this time aside intentionally in our worship service to recognize all of our graduates and commission them as they are sent to their next thing. And to do this, I brought a few props up here with me. Y'all might have remembered on Sunshine Sunday, I was presented with this very, very lovely gift from our church. Oh, thanks. Thank y'all so much for this. This is living in my office. And as I was looking for and wondering what gift to purchase for our graduates, I wanted something that would tell them all of the things that the church told me in by giving me this thing. It says, I am, and it's got Bible verses all around, I am strong, I am beautiful, I am chosen, I am never alone, I am created, I am amazing, I am victorious, I am enough, and I am capable. All of these things are backed by Scripture. All of these things God has told us in what God has done for us. God's love and what God did for us by coming down and living incarnate among us, walking with us and dying for us and paving the way to eternal life tells us all of these things. That even in times of transition when we might not feel ready, we are sent anyway. And so I wanted something to give to all of you graduates that said all of these things, to tell you that you are chosen and sent by God and loved by this church. And so I thought, what better sign to tell them all of these things than a cross? Cross. Why a cross? We have a lot of crosses in this room. There's one down here that used to live on the third floor stairwell. There's one up there that's the sign of our church with the glass around it. It looks very different. We've got one up here in our baptismal font that is above us, that looks over everything that we do and is the highest point in our worship space. But what do all these crosses tell us? All these crosses that look very, very different tell us and remind us of what our God has done for us, about our role in the cross. Not only the space that God has made for us to feel and experience love, but also to take up crosses beside him and go. These crosses, though very, very different, tell us and remind us of that. And I know that I need reminders like that in my life, to know what to do as I am sent. I was presented this as a graduation gift, as I myself have just completed my Master's of Divinity program, and I feel very uncomfortable with my being sent. I'm so ready to be a minister. I'm so excited and enlivened. This is what I've always wanted to do, but I am uncomfortable with all of the congratulations and all of the joy because I don't know what to do with all of it, but throw myself into busy things. And so I need reminders like Cheerio that we have in the fall, like Passport that we have coming up in a few weeks, as tangible, immersive reminders that I can feel and touch and involve myself in that remind me that I am loved and that I am sent to love. And so in that, I can balance work and rest and hold them both together. That is the challenge that faces all of you graduates along with me, is that we are going to be sent into whatever comes next, whether that be a brand new job, doing all sorts of things, whether that be another degree program, maybe you're going off to do your master's, or maybe you're jumping in from your high school diploma into getting your college education. Wherever this next path and this next part of life leads you, you will have to balance work and rest in order to take care of yourself and remind yourself that you are strong, chosen, never alone, amazing, always enough. And so, as the cross gives us a duty and is kind of intimidating, as before Jesus used this cross, it was a sign of a weapon, an instrument used by forces in power to oppress peoples, it has now been transfigured, totally transformed into a sign of hope. In the midst of stress, in the midst of darkness, in the midst of not knowing what is next, Jesus transformed an instrument of torture into a sign of peace, into a sign of hope and new beginnings and new life. And so when I received this cross from Duke Divinity School, I was meant to be reminded every time I look at it of all of those things. Duke Divinity School has a cross service for all of their Masters of Divinity and other graduates that they have every single year, where they give us these glass crosses that are made out of the same glass from the same company that made what we call our Pentecost window in the Duke Divinity School. If you ever go by Duke sometime, walk in the front door of the Divinity School and look to your left. There's this big, brilliant glass, stained glass window, and it's many, many rainbow colors of souls aflame with the Spirit on Pentecost. And this cross is like a little bit of that Spirit flame that we get to take with us. I remember looking up at the third years when I was a first year, and they got red crosses. And then last year, they got white with like a little whisper of purple in them, which was kind of new. But we get clear, almost like the waters of baptism. And this cross is meant to forever be a reminder that I am loved, I am held, I am bought, I am fought for, I am chosen, and I am sent. Regardless of what lies ahead, Duke Divinity School wanted to send each of its ministers away with that promise. We here at Yates Baptist Church want to send you with this same promise. You have been held and loved by a community here who loves you and has committed to still loving you wherever this path may take you. And so as a church, we want to give you, graduates, these gifts. You each get a cross. And each cross looks a little bit different, and you will find it is unique and just for you as a reminder that you are loved, capable, strong, and sent. Sent by a God who has made space for you. Sent by a church that might have changed your diapers, might have taught you in Sunday school all these years, might have watched you grow up and prayed for you when your name appeared in the bulletin for recognizing the graduates, might have sent love and food to you in times of need. We want to still keep doing those things for you so that we can also be that tangible reminder that you are loved and held here. As you have learned love in this space, we hope that you will continue to learn love of God wherever you may carry your cross. May all things you do and wherever you go be done in love. God, who abides with us in every season, God, who came to walk and live among us and to demonstrate your love by transforming a cross, God, who knows what is coming next and allows us to walk it freely, freed by the love that you have given us. God, who is in each extended hand, in the full extension of this body of Christ that holds each graduate. We thank you so much for the gift of these graduates. We pray that as they go into whatever comes next, they will look to the cross and know your deep, everlasting love for them, unique and complete in them. You have made space for them and continue to do so in each blessing they will receive. Help these all be reminders all along the way that you have held them. Help them to know that they are strong because you have empowered them. They are chosen because you have called them by name. They are never alone, for you will be with them. They are created fearfully and wonderfully, intricately and beautifully. they are going to do amazing things. And in you are victorious, for you have conquered the grave. Help them to know, Lord, that you will always be with them, to tell them that they are enough, even in the uncertain, that you have given them the tools and everything they need to be capable. You have made them to be so. Help us as Yates Baptist Church, in the extended family of faith that we are for these graduates, be continual support and love for each one of them. Make this space into a loving, receiving home for them to always come back to in between college holidays, that they may come right back here and receive the same love as they do in this moment. May they know that Christ goes with them, before them and behind them, like a hand on their shoulder. And now we offer up our own unique prayers that are on our hearts at this time. Lord Jesus, we offer these graduates to you. You have given all to them, and to you, O Lord, may they return it. Help them to know that you are always proud of them, as we are. We offer them to you and continue in prayer for our offering. May these prayers continue as we go. Amen.